This is Jones and Keefe.
I'll just tell you that they play great defense. They're very sound. They're good tacklers. They're physical. They get off the field on third down. They're good in the red zone. They run the football. It's a physical football team. They possess the football. They lead the NFL in time of possession.
They have
good, very good quarterback play. They're well coached. They play with technique and fundamentals. The game, it doesn't. They don't panic, you know, one way or the other. They kind of stick to their game plan and wear you down and execute in critical situations. So, a lot of respect for them. Certainly, what they've done in a short amount of time.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Are you ready to get in the Pats and Chargers, Keith?
I'm ready, Jones. It's playoff week. Pats and Chargers, playoffs.
Playoffs.
Very excited. Can I tell you one thing I already don't love about how people are talking about the game?
No. What are they saying?
I only heard us.
There's a lot of people citing. I heard Ty Law talking about this morning.
I heard that too.
There's a lot of people citing, like, it's going to be cold here.
It's going to be cold. Oh, wear a hat?
They're going west to east and all this stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, well,
wear some gloves.
I just think the Patriots are better than the Chargers. But, like, if you got to start reaching for other factors, like, oh, well, the Chargers have a long way to travel. And, oh, well, they're going to be out in the elements. I'm like, I just think they should beat the Chargers straight up.
It's going to be a weather game.
I don't think you need to lean on any of that stuff, though. I think you're good enough to not lean on any of that stuff.
I don't think you're going to need the bells and whistles. In fact, I don't know. There's a chance that could go against you. That could go the other way. Like, I don't know how many, like Drake May, for example, we've highlighted it when he's had the opportunity. He hasn't had a ton of them to play in colder games. And he's been good. Like, this whole year he was good. So it's not like for years and years and years when the Patriots were already established and you had a dome team like Indy or Houston coming to New England, you were like, good luck. Like, you have no chance. You're used to playing in room temperature conditions and everything's perfect. You come to New England, it's, you know, snowing sideways and you got to, like, shovel a spot to kick a field goal. Like, those teams, the game was already lost. I don't think it's going to be anything like that. And we don't know yet if this Patriots team can take advantage of that. We don't know if it's this huge home field advantage yet.
It's a good point. So
they were road warriors, for God's sake.
Look, all those things, I think, on some level matter. The Chargers are in a tough spot having to go west to east.
Sure.
And I'm sure they'd rather play in front of zero fans like they normally do in L.A.
Yeah.
In a big empty dome.
Patriots fans in L.A.
And, you know, in perfect condition. Like, all those things are factors. I feel like a lot of people are starting there with this matchup, and I'm like,
I like the matchup a lot. This game could be played on the moon. It could be played on Mars. I like this matchup a lot. We look at the wild card teams in the AFC. This is the best opponent, and that's not always the case. I mean, you are the two seed, so in theory, you should play the weakest of the wild card teams, but we know with tiebreakers and everything else that it's not always the case, but I think it worked out that way. You get to avoid Josh Allen. You get to avoid the Houston Texans defense, at least in the first round anyway. And you get this Chargers team, which is pretty underwhelming to me. Like, they were 11-6. They were kind of cruising along this year. And you were like, yeah, they'll be one of the playoff teams. I never thought they were going to win the division over the Broncos. But you're like, yeah, they seem to be firmly a playoff team. Jim Harbaugh's a good coach. Justin Herbert's a good quarterback. But they don't scare you at all. Like, if they were in Jacksonville, I'd pick Jacksonville. If they were in Buffalo, I'd pick Buffalo. Like, I don't think the Chargers are one of the teams that really has a legit chance this postseason.
So, I would agree. I don't find the Chargers overly threatening. And you can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll start getting into the matchup all day long here today on Jones and Keefe. Already getting texts on the text line. Again, 617-779-7937. Guys, you should start with the Celtics today. We're not. But we'll get to the Celtics later on. Your second place in the East,
man.
Boston Celtics.
Looking pretty good.
Zero problems with the Bulls last night.
My guy Simons was good.
He was. So we'll get to that coming up. It's Tier Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. We're going to tier off the NFL playoff teams. I think you know the Chargers are going to be pretty low based on this conversation.
But according to the caller yesterday, they have really good chemistry between the coaches and the players.
Chemistry off the charts.
Yeah.
Something's got to give.
Maybe that might be another tier.
So that is tiers at 11:30. Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston at high noon. And we got a key for madness for you at 12:45. So stay tuned for all that. You can interact Twitter and Instagram, Jones and Keefe. Keep an eye out there for the tiers later on today. You can watch and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Watch there, chat there. You can subscribe to WEEI. We don't find the Chargers overly threatening. we called it yesterday, a borderline ideal matchup, I think, and really an ideal draw for the Patriots to start with the Chargers, maybe get Jacksonville or even Pittsburgh. I wouldn't want Houston in the next round. Yeah. And then you got to go to Denver in an AFC title game. I don't find the Broncos themselves threatening. I don't like the spot of having to go to Denver.
Or, like, you could host Buffalo. Like, true. I think a realistic possibility is you play Pittsburgh or
somebody
Houston
else
in the next
knocks
round.
Off Denver and you're hosting the AFC title
right.
game.
Yep. And maybe I'm not giving Jacksonville enough credit, and maybe they're going to be like the sleeper team this year and then go all the way. But if Buffalo knocks them off, I think they would then have the confidence to maybe go into Denver, beat Denver, and then you never leave Gillette Stadium on your way to the Super Bowl.
So I think it's a good draw. I don't find the Chargers overly threatening. They're banged up. You know, Justin Herbert has, it's his non-throwing hand.
Yeah.
But he's been playing with a broken finger. They rested last week, which I think is dumb. I mean, I get if you want to start your guys for like a quarter and then sit guys down, but I would still want to throttle up going into the playoffs instead of trying to treat it like a bye week. I think what the Eagles did is dumb. I think what the Bills did is dumb. I think the Chargers are in the same boat. I guess we'll see with all those teams.
Yep.
But I wouldn't have treated this like a bye week. If guys are out there and they can play, I would have had them playing. I always said that about the Patriots when Brady was here. I didn't want him in bubble wrap in the final week of the year. And I don't like that approach from the Chargers. They have no tackles on the offensive line. Their running backs, Amarian Hampton, is back. He's been dinged up. They've had receivers in and out of the lineup, Quentin Johnston, all year long. Their defense is pretty good and playing well, but I like the Patriots' offense better. So I like this matchup. Let me ask it another way, though.
All right.
Who has more pressure on them to win?
I think it's probably the Chargers, actually. And so you'd say, well, you know, one team is the two seed. They're at home and they're favored. Not by a ton of points, but they are favored. So it should be them. I think it's more the Chargers just because it always goes to quarterback or coach quarterback combo. And Justin Herbert has only had two playoff games under his belt so far in his career. So even that number is probably a little light. And he's 0-2, and he's coming off one of the worst performances a quarterback can have in a playoff game last year. So if he goes to 0-3, now that's like a real thing. Like, it's already kind of stuck to him, but it's like two games.
Oh, Ken hates him. Ken reminded me of this the other day when I was walking past his office. He's like, oh, yeah, the Chargers. He's like, I hate Herbert. I can't stand Herbert. He's a loser.
So
and
Herbert,
like, he has only lost two games, but that does start to stick to you real early.
Yeah, and I don't know if, like, I wouldn't call him a loser. I do think he got kind of like pushed up into the Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Burrow talk for a little bit. And I don't know if that was right. And so he's probably a clear tier below all those guys. Maybe even two, depending on how you're feeling. And but he's got a winning record in his career, right? He took over as a starter pretty early on his rookie year and has been out there ever since. Third time in the playoffs in 6 years, and I guess one of them he got hurt in. But so, you know, he makes the playoff half the time, but hasn't won yet. And so that's going to stick with him for a little longer. Jim Harbaugh, also an older coach. So, like, Harbaugh, Herbert have been doing it a lot longer than Drake May and Mike Vrabel. So based on that, I would say a little bit more pressure on those guys.
So I think there is more pressure on the Chargers. And I don't know if that's a good thing for the Patriots. This whole, and I fell into this yesterday, well, it's a successful year no matter what. It is, but that doesn't mean you don't have to win this game and there's no consequences to it. You're not consequence-free if you lose this game. And we spent a lot of time on this yesterday. Everybody who brought up the schedule, the Cam Newtons of the world, and you've played nobody, and you know you're this team that has beaten up on an easy schedule, they're going to come out of the woodwork and yell about it all offseason. And you'll have to validate it with 9 or 10 more wins next year and going back to the playoffs to shut everybody up. You can shut them all up, I think, with a win on Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe there are those out there that think they need to go even further. I don't. I think you shut everybody up with a win over the Chargers. It's a good team. You're the two seed. You would prove it. And so there's not zero stakes to this, and it's all gravy and no consequences. But I do think there's less pressure on the Patriots because of what we talked about yesterday. It is a successful year no matter what. If Herbert goes to the playoffs and loses again, and Jim Harbaugh goes to the playoffs back-to-back years, and now he hasn't won a playoff game, there is going to be a lot more pressure on those guys. And the one thing I'll say the Chargers have going for them, if you want to talk about the spot, like going west to east, playing in the elements, if you want to talk about the spot, I do think the Chargers are going to be more desperate.
Yeah, I would think so, too. And for them, like, everybody points to Josh Allen, and they're like, hey, all these quarterbacks are out of the playoffs. It's your time to win now, right, with Mahomes, Burrow, and Lamar being out. I think you can apply the same thing to Justin Herbert. Be like, you don't have to play against one of those guys on your way to even a playoff win. Like, I don't think anybody's even talking about Super Bowl or the Chargers. They're just saying, like, can they get their first win? They haven't won a playoff game since 2018, and they've only won, I think, two in the last two decades or whatever it is. Like, it's been a long time for the Chargers to have kind of deep runs in the postseason. So, yeah, with that, I think there's a lot of pressure because I don't think the thought was, hey, I wonder if Harbaugh and Herbert can make the playoffs. Like, no, they already did that last year. And they have an identical record as they do in the regular season. If anything, I think this version, they were 11-6 both years, but I think across the board, this year's team is worse than last year's team.
I would agree.
But then they got smashed in the playoffs last year.
So the two playoff appearances for Herbert, and you said there was a third year where they qualified for the playoffs and he was the quarterback and somebody else must have quarterbacked the playoff game.
No. I'm saying this is his third.
I'm sorry. This is his third appearance. Yeah. That makes more sense. Yeah. Sorry. So the first two, they're up 27-0 against Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars.
Yeah.
And they blew that lead. Herbert's statistics in that actually look okay.
No, they weren't terrible.
25 out of 43, 273, one touchdown, right, but you didn't close out.
Against the Jaguars.
And then this past year, 14 out of 32, 242, four picks against that Houston defense.
Yeah, got smoked.
I remember very well because I bet Houston in that game.
They got smoked.
And they got pounded. It was 32-12. I want to say a couple of those got returned for touchdowns, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was just an awful, awful game out of him and the Chargers. And I do think there's more pressure on them.
Yeah.
If Drake May loses this game, Keith, are you worried at all about how quickly the loser, like the MVP quarterback loser label sticks to him? Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert's never really been like a true MVP candidate. But we mentioned that sticks to Lamar Jackson really quickly.
It does.
That stuck to Herbert really quickly. There is some pressure on May in that regard.
Yeah, there is. I mean, I think it's unfair to have that label after one game. Like that part of it is pretty crazy. But you're right. There is a quick push to that. So Herbert has that label on him. And it's been two games. But it's also what those games look like.
I think he kind of had it even before last year. He had it after one playoff loss, and now they choked that one away. But Herbert had it after one loss.
But also what happens is he lost his playoff game, and then the next year didn't make the playoffs. So, like, that does start to snowball, and that's now multiple seasons. So I don't know if that'll happen right away with Drake May. It's also how he plays. Now, I know from the outside, it's simply, win and loss. Like, what's his record in the playoffs and whatever. But when you dig into Herbert, like blowing a big lead and then throwing four picks and getting smashed, like those are bad performances. If it somehow is a shootout, which I don't expect it to be, but if it ends up being a shootout and you lose, long field goal or something like that, or Herbert has the ball last, I don't think he'll be looked down upon. Plus, I think more and more people are.
I think you're right. It's more about if he plays poorly and loses, not just loses.
Does the defense let him down? Does the kicker miss a kick? Like all that kind of stuff. But does he look like an MVP? And one thing that, certainly the Drake May four MVP supporters are all aware of and others can't really ignore is he doesn't have all pros across the board. He doesn't have all pros on offense. He doesn't have any Pro Bowlers on offense, right? So, like, I think it'll be one of those things where, they're favored to win this game. If they lose, it certainly won't be the end of the world for him. He's going to finish first or second in the MVP. And then it's like, all right, how do you follow that up next year? Because next year, and we haven't done this yet, but their schedule is completely different than this year's schedule. Based on the teams, and obviously there's a lot of changes, and teams can be worse and teams can be better, but just looking at the opponents for next season, nobody is going to question the schedule. In fact, it should go the other way. I hope people are consistent. If he plays well next year, all these like national schedule guys should be like, he's the greatest player of all
time.
He's
beating up on a good schedule.
Yeah. So I don't think it'll get attached to him after one game. At least it shouldn't.
Well, depending on how he plays.
Well, I think that's a factor.
That's an important caveat because it does stick to think about how all you guys out there talk about Lamar Jackson and Justin, just Ken down the hall, how he talks about Justin Herbert.
I know.
It's like with one playoff loss for a lot of these guys, and we look at them as losers and totally different. So that is hanging over May to a degree. I don't expect it to prevent them from winning. I'm picking them against the Chargers on Sunday, and I do like the spot for the Patriots. But beyond that, I just think they're the better team. I think it's a good draw for them. The only thing that makes me a little nervous is the Chargers should be desperate because Harbaugh hasn't won there yet. Herbert hasn't won a playoff game yet in his life. And so, that factor, which is probably more mitigated in a playoff game than a regular season game for sure, everybody should be desperate for a win. I do think there's more urgency on the Chargers side. So not too early in the week to start talking about this game. It's a big one on Sunday night in Foxborough. Pats and Chargers, 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch all day long with Jones and Keith. It's Tier Tuesday, tearing off NFL playoff teams at 1130. Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston at high noon, and a key for madness for you at 1245. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, how sustainable is the Patriots' success? That's next.